أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين سيما بقية الله في الأرزين. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. As we announced yesterday, initial 15 minutes will be in English and then we will start the Urdu session. Yesterday we started a basic discussion regarding human success and what are the roots of a person's success in his life. I told you that sometimes we have everything but we don't have the feeling of satisfaction, and there should be some other thing other than wealth, fame, power, all material things which creates the feeling of satisfaction in human life. Now going through the practices which we are doing in this world, we can see a lot of Muslims praying, we can see a lot of Muslims reciting Holy Quran, and okay, with a lot of followers of Ahlul Bayt participating in majalis, but even then they are not very much satisfied with their life. What's going on, what is the problem, and what we are missing? You ask anyone, at least in Pakistan I had asked hundreds of people, are they satisfied with their life? Or you can change the question, look at your society and ask yourself, are you satisfied with this society? Don't you want to change anything in this society? In US, I'm not talking about Mombasa. If you go to, for example, where I came from, Pakistan, or any other world, any other country, I think, you ask yourself, don't you want to change this thing? Is there anything which is missing? And I think 99% at least will say that, okay, we are missing something. We want to change the society. It's not good. What's happening is not very much pleasing us. So, what do you want to change? People reciting, people practicing. I think here we are missing something from Islam. We cannot bring any solution outside Islam. We should have the solution from Islam. Al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum, atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. The religion is perfect. There is nothing left in Islam which is not delivered from the Holy Prophet. So, core of my answer is, we are missing the practices which the Holy Prophet taught for 13 years before delivering the practices which we are doing now. Just bring your attention over the 13 years period when the Holy Prophet was in Makkah. There was no prayer, obligatory prayer at least, there was no wajib prayer there. There was not that much of Quran revealed. Most of the surahs revealed after Hijrah. So what the Holy Prophet was preaching at that time? In these days, if someone comes to me and asks me, okay, I want to be Muslim, I want to be a good Muslim, what I will teach him? I will say, okay, go recite prayer, go recite, for example, read Holy Quran, and do this and do that. What Holy Prophet was doing at that time? A newly converted or a person came to the Holy Prophet, for example, he will say that, I want to be Muslim, what I should do? But he will say, don't lie, don't betray, adopt honesty, don't say anything which hurt anyone, do the normal practice of your life and don't disturb the lives of others, don't harm them. These were the normal commands from the Holy Prophet. Now what I do think, this is what we are missing. I do think that we are missing those 13 years of practices of Holy Prophet, which he taught to the Muslims, newly converted Muslims, and now we are the ancestors, we are the Muslims by generation, and I think we are missing this part. So, lots of those practices which the Holy Prophet used to taught for 13 years, we are missing in our life. Where we should start from? Lots of traditions, lots of ayat tells us what to do if you are starting your new life, you are starting your good life. So I will explain one of the traditions, and from this tradition I think the real life starts, the real life of satisfaction and the real life of pleasure, but which I have experienced in my own life too. I'm a student for last, I joined the religious education in 1984. When I went to Qom, I stayed there for 12 years, and now it is 26 years about, and after so many years I could understand where I should start from. I had started from this tradition of the Holy Prophet. Please recite a durood on Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And this tradition is now a main subject for all my speeches. Wherever I go, I normally start with this tradition. The Holy Prophet says that if all the evils of a person's life, of humanity, were gathered in a room, key of that room will be sharab, muskarat, and saying lie is worse than this sharab. So what is the meaning of this tradition? You gather all the evils of the society, all the evils of the humanity in a room. The key will be sharab. If someone drinks, he will be on the exposure of all those evils. But telling lie, saying something which is incorrect against the reality, is worse than this sharab. Now, this is where we should start from. I think this is the main point. If we want to change our life, if we want to make a big change in our life, positive change, this is where we should start from. Leave telling any sort of, I don't want to say lie, any sort of misstatement, incorrect statements, or any sort of ignorance in this chapter. If you have entered in this hall at, for example, 8:40, don't say, I came here 8:45. It was 8:40. It was not 8:45. You may say, this is not lie. I will say, this is a misstatement. Okay, but this is not good. In Islam, it is not accepted. Be perfectly, precisely correct. And if you are such a person, God will give you so many powers. You will say and it will happen. Just keep practicing this small command of Holy Prophet and this will change your life. So, if I'm father of four children, and okay, this is one of my problems, how to raise them, how to make them good Muslims, and I do believe that the time of Nusrat Imam is very close. I personally do believe that the things which I am looking at, the changings in the world and the happenings, all telling me that okay, the time is very near now. So I cannot take risk of my children not joining the command or not joining the army of Imam. I cannot take this risk. So what should I do? I started from this thing. I told them that I don't want anything from you. just be straight. Just be straight. Be honest. Don't keep two lives in yourself. Be straight, have one life. No hidden thing, no hidden agenda. Be straightforward. Whatever you are, express yourself. If you are beautiful, your expression will be beautiful. Don't hide yourself. This is what I want to tell you. Okay, be straight. Don't keep two personalities in yourself. One for your own self and one for people to show. And I know this is strange initially. How can a person selling something can tell the other person what are the problems in this thing which I'm selling you? Can it happen? And I might not explain it here how it can happen, but if you do the practice, don't hide anything in yourself, make your own self beautiful from inside, I think it can revolutionarily change everything. So the practice or the message for today, which I will make much more emphatic in the coming days too, through examples, that be straightforward, be a single person, don't make two personalities. It is just like putting two computers on a single CPU. It will be a burden for you. And I have I should confess, I have seen the burden. I have seen the burden. When I had two personalities, I have seen the burden. You have to hide yourself. Always hide yourself. The others will understand what you are. Why not make yourself, inner self, beautiful? So you don't have to hide anything. And have firm belief in Allah. It will take care of everything. You just make yourself clean, purified against Allah, in front of Allah, and Allah take care of everything. So this is the message. Be a single person, be straightforward, don't tell lie, and you will win the whole thing which you are trying to achieve. This is initially very difficult, and especially in a community where most of the people are traders, some might think that, okay, trade is a separate business, or selling something. Once I was in Dubai, and I was telling youth to practice this thing, there was some salesperson, one of them said, Mona, can I speak anything? I said, yes. He said, if I practice what you are selling me, then I have to go back to Pakistan, because I cannot do anything here. I will lose my job. And the guy was sitting there, and he said, no, I practiced it, and I am successful. Have firm faith in Allah, you will be successful. Just don't try to harm anyone. It is the second part of this message. Be straight, don't try to harm anyone, and you will be successful. Now, where should we start from? Start from the easier topics. To make yourself precise, start from the easier topics. When you are promising someone, when you are telling someone that you will do or not do, be precise and avoid anything which may cause the other to think about you that, okay, he is not precise. He is sometimes, okay, generalize his statements and you will not get what you are intending to get. So this is the main message, inshallah. In the coming days, I will try to explain it and I will try to add more rules for this general statement. Inshallah, it will be more emphatic. And if you start practicing, this is the main point. Don't just listen and go back. Think about it. If you think it is good, then practice it. I think many of the burdens, Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Again, please recite the durood on Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Jim Faraja. I cannot shout here. Can anyone do anything? Is it busy store? Did it come? Behind us?
the sweet surrender to the Lord, just in your room.
Okay. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So, we have two ways to come in front of this message. First, no one can say this is not a good message. Everyone will say, okay, this is right. Islam tells us not to tell lie, not to be incorrect. But okay, this is our life. We are practicing and somehow we are managing our life. If you do this, you will lose a chance. And I know most of the people are good, most of the people are very correct, most of the people are very precise in their life. But okay, somehow on some of the topics we are not that much good. So we can change. We can take this as an opportunity to change, make change in our life. And I did that and I got a lot of results. So two messages are combined in one. General term is be straight and be one person in your life. And for this being one person, you have to put everything in your life open. Don't hide anything. Make your inner self beautiful and you don't have to hide anything. I will inshallah explain it in the next time. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.